at GCN.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, and you can call and talk about anything. Maybe it's a political issue that's on your mind tonight. Maybe you got a personal problem. In fact, we had somebody email the show about one of their personal problems. I think it was last week. We addressed it, and now we get a follow-up. That's coming up tonight. So if you heard that, you're going to enjoy this. The latest word on what's going on with our love-struck coworker who emailed the show. That's coming up. 800-259-9231. Yes, anything goes. Political, personal. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming. You will find the broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, although I must announce that we have had to cut back a bit on the quality of the broadband feed because last night we were swamped with listeners to the broadband feed. We had so many listeners. Our listeners last night tripled over what they normally are.
What they ever are.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right. Yeah. We set records last night for our broadband
feed. Tripled records last night.
And unfortunately, we weren't ready for the load, and the broadband feed started skipping. And we are getting a better server. We're going to be on it shortly. But we've had to make cuts. But that's okay. You get the feed for free, so you really can't complain. 800-259-9231. Well, it makes me feel bad to cut back on something, you know. So
I don't think that people are even going to know that.
Probably not.
The feeds.
I probably shouldn't have said anything.
Well, it figures you would, but no.
You got to know these things. Anyway, freetalklive.com, it is still a broadband stream in comparison to the not-so-broadband stream, which is about half as good. So go and check it out, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
All right, since I promised it, we'll start out with the coworker update for tonight. And again, your call is 800-259-9231. If you want to email the show, it's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails on the air. It happens. This from Edwin. He says, let me start by thanking everyone who contributed their advice regarding my situation. Ian Manwich, the board operator, the listeners who emailed the show, and the people who posted to the BBS. There was discussion going on all over the place.
I imagine there was, yeah.
He says, I considered it all very thoroughly, and though several messages on the BBS nearly dissuaded me, I decided to go for it. Now, what we're talking about, Edwin sent an email last week, and he was telling us about his puppy love, I guess you could say. He is smitten by one of his coworkers.
Now, a little unfair, puppy love.
Was smitten by her, and he was too kind of timid to actually come out and do something about it.
Well, he had a reason for that.
She's beyond timidity?
No.
Oh, yeah, well, she's in a relationship, but that doesn't mean that he shouldn't come out and do something about it.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't tell her. I'm just saying that
anyway,
there's a reason.
He described this woman that he was working with, and I'm not sure. He kind of made it sound like it might have been a sales floor thing. Like kind of a retail experience, but he didn't specify the industry. Anyway, he said that he frequently would take breaks with this woman at their job together, and they would chat with one another, and he found a lot of common ground with this lady. In fact, he went so far as to describe her as if he had to describe the perfect woman for him, this would be her. I mean, so head over heels in love with this girl, even though she has no idea. I mean, she may have some idea that he's interested, but I don't think she realized how strong he feels about her. So, of course, we talked about what the right thing to do in the situation was, and he ended up, according to his newest email, he says, I'd settled on the method that Ian described, as it seemed to be best suited to this particular situation. And what my method was just to, you know, tell her how you feel. Don't get all sentimental and sappy about it, necessarily. But if you ever want to know if you have a chance with this girl, you have to ask for the order, right? It's like in sales. If you want to sell those vacuum cleaners, you've got to ask the person to buy the vacuum cleaners. If you want to sell the radio show, you have to ask the program directors to add your radio show.
It's true.
If you want to sell yourself to the opposite sex, you have to talk to them about it at some point. So, anyway, my kind of advice was to do something. Don't sit there and hold it back, because then things are going to well, something like what happened will happen. Here's what happened. He says, "This morning I went into work intent on casually bringing up the subject at the most convenient opportunity. As soon as," and that's the, that is really a tricky part, don't you think, Manwich? The actual point at which you're to bring up something like this?
Yeah, that would be, it could be a little sticky.
The problem with that kind of approach, I mean, the problem with the approach of, okay, I'm going to bring this up whenever it appears that I should bring it up. That the problem with that is you'll keep making excuses. You'll keep saying to yourself, now's not the right time. Now's not the right time either. You know what I mean? You'll keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, and then finally 2 weeks later, you haven't found the right time to do it.
It could very well happen.
Well, here's what ended up happening. He says, as soon as I walked in the door, she excitedly greeted me with the news. She's moving in with her boyfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh. If only you'd done it a week beforehand, Edwin.
Yeah.
He says, if she didn't already know how I feel, she must know now. My reaction must have made it clear. Though nothing particularly explicit was ever said,
right,
I did...
Right, you were crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did at one point make the statement, I'm happy that you're happy. She thanked me for that, and our day continued as usual, covert breaks and all. I have not entirely given up hope. There's a remote chance they'll discover that they can't live together. Yeah, I'd say it's a decent chance.
Well, it's a decent chance. Many people who live together find out they can't. But the period of time that it's going to take...
Right. You may not be working together.
You will have moved on, Edwin. Sorry.
And actually, you know what? We never found out. He doesn't say in this email either, and I know he's listening, so Edwin, you have to share with us how old you are, because we haven't. Because I think that's a factor here.
It certainly is.
He says, maybe they'll discover they can't live together, a possibility that she brought up herself, but I'm not counting on it.
Hmm.
I am as I was before,
interesting,
and...
Interesting that she would even bring it up.
I find that interesting as well. He says, and as I will be for the foreseeable future, just a friend. Now, I have one critique here. And that is, he says that the first thing that, when he saw her, mm-hmm. The first thing she did was announce to him that she was moving in with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That right there gave him the excuse to flush his plans, right? Oh, man, I was coming in here meaning to talk to this girl about how I feel about her, and now here she goes, she lays one out on me that she's going to move in with her boyfriend. Forget it, right? Because he flushed it. He makes it clear that he didn't actually end up saying anything as a result of that. Mm. Do you think that was the right move?
I don't know. I think it would have taken the wind out of my sails, too.
I think it's a good excuse to take the wind out of your sails, mm-hmm. but I think that's all it is. I think it's just an excuse. I think it's just a rationalization to go on doing what you've done before, and that is keeping quiet. You know, I think that that might have been a perfect opportunity to be somewhat flippant about it, and I don't know if he lives with his parents or what his situation is, but assuming he has his own place as well, mm-hmm. you know, maybe say something like, hey, I got a spare bedroom as well. Why don't you come move in with me? Instead, just leave that laying there and see what she says.
Could have been something, yeah.
I mean, again, by leaving it sit, by accepting what she says as, this is, you know, the word of the woman and there is no going back on this. I will just have to sit out and wait on the sideline until she decides to move out of this guy's house.
Yeah.
Why? Don't give yourself that excuse. I don't think it, you know, again, he's saying... Okay, I'm just a friend now. In fact, he ends the message with "damn it all." He's obviously frustrated by this.
How long have the couple been going out, as it were?
Her and her boyfriend.
Yeah,
I don't think he ever specified that. Out long enough to move in. Of course, for some people that's 2 weeks. For some people, it's 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know that. But what I do know is he didn't do what he had intended on doing.
I have to agree with you. Right. I'm lost in thought a little bit on it, but I have to agree that probably he's still got to mention
right.
that it matters to him.
Yeah, the same principles that we talked about before still apply.
I mean, if they're not committed enough to get married, then
you still have a chance.
You don't have any reason to be committed to their relationship either.
That's a great point. And there's no reason why you shouldn't say something. Still, it still is that way. Because if you don't say something, it's guaranteed no. If you do, there's that chance that she could say yes. More coming back. It's your show. If you got advice for Edwin, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up, Pat Robertson wants to kill people? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Colonels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Tuesday night edition. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So join us for every single moment. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 700 users. I think we've finally cracked the 750 mark. And we have over 37,000 posts for you to surf around through. All kinds of different stuff, from fun posts to downright serious issues. They're all there for you at freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. In the news today, man, which Pat Robertson.
I love this guy.
this nutcase, this maniac. According to Fox News, religious broadcaster Pat Robertson has suggested that American agents assassinate Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to stop his country from becoming, quote, a launching pad for communist infiltration.
He sort of said, maybe we should, is what I believe that precisely.
Okay.
What he said.
Maybe. Well, I think there's some more quotes coming up here. Quote, a launching pad for communist infiltration and Muslim extremism. Gee, wait a minute. Didn't we read the 10 communist planks on the air a couple months ago on this show? And didn't we pretty much figure out that anywhere from 6 to 10 of them were almost fully implemented here in the States?
Here's what I don't understand is, yes, that's true.
Yeah, it seems like the infiltration's been going on for a long time.
I think we've been infiltrated.
Yeah.
But communists and Muslims, because I don't know what history books Mr. Robinson's reading, but the communists and the Muslims, to my understanding, don't get along at all. As a matter of fact, every opportunity the communists and the Muslims have to kill each other,
right.
They do.
Yeah.
So I don't think Mr. Chavez is allowing the communists and the Muslims to take over Venezuela, because either you would allow the communists or the Muslims to take over, because if you let them both in, they're going to try to kill each other again.
It's so paranoid. Here's what else he had to say. He says, we have the ability
to... It's both paranoid and stupid.
Yeah, we have the ability... And, uneducated. We have the ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability, he said on his The 700 Club program.
Oh, God, not The 700 Club.
He says, we don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, you know, strong-arm dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with. Now, that's a point that I can somewhat sort of understand. As far as if you're going to go and oust a dictator, it makes a whole lot more sense to hire a crack squad of mercenaries or hitmen than it does to flush $300 billion down the drain.
Well, what happens if the dictator then, dictators generally have lots of money at their disposal because they rob their people of it. What happens if the dictator then puts a price on the head of our president?
I didn't say it was a good idea, okay?
I'm just wondering these things.
And
I would rather see, a paid hit squad going out than our U.S. Army, honestly. But I think there's something flawed here.
Well, the important
in
thing
the world
is,
of assassination, paid
first off, remember that the United States, there's a prohibition, as far as the government goes, against political assassinations. So
it's UN, right?
No, it's an executive order that's signed by a past president.
Okay.
Anyway,
a president has to abide by an executive order.
Not really, but they know that if they ask for somebody to be assassinated, that they face the risk of having themselves assassinated.
Right.
So that's why they don't ever do it. In fact, the Bush administration has actually been distancing itself from these comments. We don't want anything to do with his comments. We don't endorse this. We don't kill people. We don't assassinate people. They certainly kill plenty of people. They just don't assassinate
Saddam Hussein's
people.
Kids, I don't really care if you drop Tomahawk missiles on somebody or somebody, picks them off from 1,000 yards with a scope and a single-shot rifle. It doesn't really matter how you killed them.
Yeah.
I don't see the legitimacy of sending in an army that carries a flag.
No.
Well,
I think, though, if you want to have somebody assassinated, and you want to call for that assassination yourself, and you want to fund the assassination, then you're taking the risk of having yourself assassinated. And Pat Robertson is taking a risk of being shot now as a result of what he said.
You know, and I'm thinking about this, even if assassination doesn't even have to be done by our U.S. Army has plenty of snipers out there,
and
all they would have to do is drop one of these guys off and do their
let them do his
deed. So,
again, we're not supporting this
I'm
idea
just wondering
at all.
About
we're
this.
Just,
no.
We're just exploring it.
Just speculating on it.
Anyway, if you want to call for the assassination of a worldwide leader, go ahead and round up your own money. Pat, you can certainly afford it, buddy.
Yeah, the 700 Club. Please.
Yeah.
You know, I
stop
know
having people do your dirty work for you, because he wants the administration to do it. He wants the government to go and perform this assassination. Well, why don't you go and get your rifle out, Pat?
Yeah,
lock and load, buddy.
Yep, you coward.
Yeah.
Why do you want to steal my tax money to do it?
Put your
dollars
where your mouth is.
You got all that money from those
suckers,
happy Christians that give you money there. You get on stage and you boo-hoo-hoo and cry for the kitties so that you get the money. Well, now you got the money.
Pony up.
send somebody out there. You know, it probably wouldn't even be that much. $1 million, I'm sure some guy go out there with a single shot rifle and who's very good on the range.
I would like to see 75-year-old Pat Robertson crawling through the jungle personally myself.
Might do it when you get the money.
Yeah, all right. Well, so he said, here's what else he said. Apparently Chavez, he didn't say this, but part of the article, Chavez has emerged as one of the most outspoken critics of President Bush, accusing the United States of conspiring to topple his government and possibly backing plots to assassinate him. U.S. officials have called the accusations ridiculous. Pat Robertson says, quote, "You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, then I think that we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war, and I don't think any oil shipments will stop." And he pretty much said, assassinate this guy.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Now, oil shipments. He doesn't think that oil shipments are going to stop?
He's obviously educated.
Let's look at it this way.
He's not just a preacher. He's an oil expert.
I'm sorry. These are silly statements. What if, let's turn it around, what if Venezuela shot our president? Are we going to continue to sell stuff to Venezuela?
Probably not.
There might just be an embargo in the offing.
I could see there might be a boycott if that happened.
It could very well.
Not that I would shed any tears personally if it happened, but I could see a lot of people being angry about that.
Hmm. Just going to go and flip, say, I don't think the oil's going to stop. This is a man he's talking about assassinating.
He's out of his mind. Obviously he's been out of his mind for a long time, but now he's getting older and he's already out of his mind, so he's totally lost it at this point.
You know, here's just a pointer, Jesus. I think it's time for Pat Robertson to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take him back.
Just a little offing from Manwich, right. Free Talk Live. But
Jesus, please assassinate Pat Robertson. I call on thee.
I think that Jesus speaks regular English. You don't have to speak old English to him. No,
oh, okay.
I know people do that. People are always talking old English to Jesus.
Well, I mean,
I really got to wonder why they do it.
Do you think he's been around to study the language that has been evolving? Does he know what cool means? Does he know what groovy's all about? Was he here during the 60s?
Jesus is fat.
Uh huh.
He's a
phat fat.
Yeah, phat fat. He's the miggity mac daddy. So he already knows all this stuff.
More coming back. If you got a comment on this nutcase, Pat Robertson, 800-259-9231. He really makes Christians look good, doesn't he? Boy, this is your leader. 800-259-9231. And yes, I understand there are lots of different Christians. We're
going to
come back with more Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Confucius said, your body is like a temple. Well, so is your car. When I come back, I'll share with you some TLC to take you both far in life. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
At
adhere to your beliefs and be devoted to learning. Well, Confucius, I believe we could all learn to take care of our cars like we do our bodies. And here are three ways. One, as with the human body, automotive fluids are essential in regulating heat. Ignore them and, like a runner without water, you're out of the race. Two, chips on teeth and on windshields aren't only unsightly, they also impair their owners from two of life's essential activities, eating and seeing clearly. And three, buckling up helps protect precious assets inside. Confucius said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And now, you've got three. I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything, political to the personal. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And on top of all that, they're free. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee, no membership area, no credit card transaction. Go and get them. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this nutcase, Pat Robertson, who, 75 years old, still on television, still doing his 700 Club show, and apparently recently, within the past couple days, on his 700 Club program, he came out and advocated the assassination of the president of Venezuela. And I think he's nuts. He is calling for a political assassination, but yet he's not quite ready to go ahead and fund it himself. He'd like he'd like for us to take care of it.
The American people, their tax money should go for this assassination.
Right. Now, of course, he obviously doesn't know, he doesn't realize or care that the U.S. federal government has a prohibition on assassinations, and it's probably the only prohibition that I agree with in regards to the U.S. government and the various different prohibitions they have. So even if Pat Robertson begs and pleads, probably it's not going to happen. So, Pat, if you really want to see this go down, start pulling some money together.
Yeah.
Hire yourself some mercenaries and go and take care of it yourself. Of course, then this guy's going to know he's got a hit out on him, and he might put a hit out on you, Pat. How would that feel, buddy? Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Mary Ellen in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
Isn't the 700 Club a Christian sort of organization?
It's a show. It's a television show on a Christian network.
You have to wonder what part of thou shalt not kill he doesn't understand then, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, you can kill communists. You didn't read that, the updated version of the Bible?
No, I've been a heathen for too long, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it is.
It reminds me of this Jewish friend I used to have who's ethnicity Jewish. She's pretty non-religious, but whenever he heard or saw somebody do something extremely rude, he would just say, well, must be the Christian thing to do.
Well, most people are Christians, aren't they?
Most people say they are.
Right. You know, I was reading an article over at LouRockwell.com. It wasn't quite useful for on-air, but it's interesting. It's up there right now today about Christians and Iraq, the Christians in Iraq, the soldiers specifically, as to how it is they can justify violating that particular commandment, you know, the whole thou shalt not kill thing, the reasons why they can go ahead and violate it. And I just found it, he basically explained that they pretty much don't have any Christian principles, if that's, you know, if that's really what they're doing.
Well, that's true, because your really true Christian would be a conscientious objector.
See, he's got he's got a list of the exceptions. See, apparently, again, there's a revised Bible out there that some of these Christians go by. In the revised Bible, it says this: thou shalt not kill unless it's a Muslim infidel. Unless you're you're invading another country, occupying another country, in the military, the state says it's okay.
unless a Republican president starts a war, unless it's a conservative-supported war, and unless you're protecting Halliburton employees. Apparently all of that has recently been added into the Bible in order to make it so these Christians can kill people without impunity.
Now, you know, this conversation is a little mean, okay? Now, it's my understanding that... It's just my understanding. I do not read ancient Judaism or whatever, ancient Jewish writings, but it's my understanding that there's a difference between the word kill and the word murder. And murder is a legal definition.
Yes.
And so I can kill you with impunity, and as long as George Bush says it's okay, it's fine. Like, I can do it. It's just okay. You're dead. I've killed you. I have not murdered you. Now, if I kill you and George Bush doesn't say it's okay... then I've murdered you.
Wait a minute.
And this is, and the prescription is, thou shalt not murder.
It says thou shalt not kill in the Bibles that I've seen.
How many Bibles have you actually read? The fact is that the newer translations actually say murder.
So they really did revise
the
Bible.
They really did revise the Bible. But that's because when they wrote it in 1611, I think the King James Version was written. And, you know, it was the thing was, you know, they just used terms like kill.
You're making excuses for that, man.
I'm only telling you what I've heard.
Mary Ellen, what do you think of that?
Well, my 12 years of Catholic education, and of course they don't use the King James Version, I always, my catechism said, thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't recall those nuns telling us to stay away from the armed services either. So,
do you think as a, are you a Christian?
No, I'm a heathen.
You're a heathen. Well, as a Christian,
years of Catholic education will do it to you.
You know, we actually have the Christian anarchist waiting, so we'll have to ask him some questions about this when he comes on. Anything else on your mind, Mary Ellen?
No, that's all I had to say.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Is it okay as a Christian, Gene? Is Manwich correct about this revision of the Bible? Did the Bible originally mean that you shall not murder, but it's okay to go ahead and kill as long as an authority figure tells you it's okay?
Well, that's my understanding, yes.
So they really did change it for those reasons?
Well, they didn't really change it, I understand. The way the Hebrew word was translated in King James wasn't entirely accurate. It was murder is a more accurate translation.
Hmm. So if you're killing people under the orders of the state, then it's not considered murder?
Oh, I would say so.
I would say it is murder?
It is murder, yes. No, if you kill someone in self-defense, it's not murder.
I agree with that.
But if you are just following somebody's order and you go out and you burn men, women, and children, that's murder in my book.
So that's not a valid excuse. So if I end up if I join the military and I kill a bunch of people because George Bush and my commanding officers told me to... If I end up getting shot, and I go to the pearly gates or whatever, and I have my judgment, you mean I can't tell God that I was just following orders? That's not going to get me out and get me into heaven?
Hey, you can give it a shot.
So what's on your mind, Gene?
I called about gas prices.
Oh, my goodness. They are going out of control.
You know, I went through the gas crisis in 81.
Really?
Yes.
Was that back when they were doing rationing?
Yes. Well,
I thought that was in the late 70s when that happened.
Maybe it was. I thought it was 81. But at any rate, I was there. I saw the big long lines going around the block.
Wow.
And I saw the gasoline shoot all the way up to like 89 cents a gallon. But they're trying to tell us that today's gasoline, in order to equal the highs of the gas crisis in the, I think it was the 70s now that you mention it, but in order for us to equal that, adjusted for inflation, has to be $3.11 a gallon.
We're almost there.
We are almost there, but what they don't tell you is after the gas crisis was over...
Is that for regular? $3.11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. After the gas crisis was over, gasoline dropped to just about half. Now, I don't think that we're ever going to see half of $3.11 a gallon.
Now, we actually remember a couple of years ago, it got down to about a dollar. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I've been watching...
I watched 89 cents in South Carolina.
Yeah,
wow.
I've watched the gasoline prices very closely. But,
right.
We're never going to see half of 311.
That's crazy.
In fact, if it gets to 3, I'm expecting it to go to $3 a gallon before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets to that price, I can guarantee you it's never going to drop in half. It's never going to go to a buck and a half.
Bad news, man. It's bad news either way because as the gas prices go up, everything inflates. The prices of every product.
Every product in the world requires energy to manufacture.
And requires trucks usually to get them from place to place, which adds to cost. Gene, great call as always. Thank you, sir. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit, since Gene brought it up, let's talk about those rising gas prices and what it's resulting from them at the pump. Of course, we're talking about people driving away. And we will discuss this more and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. In fact, the guy got killed trying to stop someone from driving.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens and dozens of lovely ladies that have sent us their picture, and we think all of our female listeners are lovely because they like our show. In fact, that's the point of the Shrine, to show that we actually have women listening to the show, and not only show off the women listeners, but also show the fact that they're dedicated. They're so dedicated to Free Talk Live, they took the time to actually have a photo taken of themselves, holding up some sort of evidence that proves that they listen to the show.
Some of them are so dedicated they don't wear shirts.
Yeah. Well, that's not a requirement at all. And it's still family-friendly. To an extent.
Well, it's not
nudity. No. Okay, you can go and see it for yourself at freetalklive.com. And so, ladies, if you want to become a Shriner, you can get all the details there for you. freetalklive.com. All right. So we were talking about Pat Robertson. He's put out a hit basically, on the president of Venezuela. It wouldn't shock me if Pat Robertson got shot over this. Just to teach him a lesson. I'm not suggesting it should happen. I'm just saying if you start going on television and advocating the assassination of political leaders, you might have somebody angry coming after you. Whether or not the political leader himself will hire this angry person, or it's just be somebody that wants to get back at Pat Robertson, you know, give him what's for, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. I'd be real careful if I was Pat.
You shouldn't be calling for other people's deaths.
No. It's certainly not very Christian of him, regardless of what you think about communists. And we don't like communists on this show either, okay? Because we tend to think that they use force on people and they're kind of mean in general. But if you're a voluntary communist, that's fine. No problem. Anyway, so then we moved on to the gas prices, which are now almost... I saw the premium grade, the high-end stuff, that's close to $3 a gallon down here in Florida.
Looks like California.
We're like 10 or 11 cents away from $3 a gallon.
Yeah.
Have they eclipsed 3 in California?
Yes, absolutely.
I believe it.
Yeah. They got specialty blends out there, lower emissions, that kind of thing.
Well... Let me get to this from ABC News, a quickie here. Industry experts say gasoline theft cost retailers $237 million last year, and this year may be much worse because of the higher prices. In fact, many stations have gone to a pay-first policy, but they say that cuts down on browsing and buying in the actual convenience store portion, which is a big chunk of their income. And that's because, according to this article, they claim that these guys only make about a penny per gallon profit.
Gasoline.
But like gas stations.
Yeah.
Gas stations. Not Exxon, not...
I don't believe it's a penny a gallon, but it's probably two or three.
Two or three at the most.
Yeah.
Depending on how the competition is. If you're the only station at an intersection, you're probably making 2 or 3 cents. Versus if you're on, three corners with gas stations and they're all competing for price, it's probably at cost or one penny above or something like that. Yeah. Apparently, on average, one in 1,100 fill-ups will have a gas theft.
What shouldn't be failed to mention here is that about 50 cents a gallon, about 50 cents a gallon is taxes.
It's more than that down here. It's more like 80 cents a gallon.
How so?
That's what the stickers say.
No, the stickers say 30. But then there's hidden stuff because you got to remember that there's federal taxes, there's state taxes.
Those stickers only show you a portion.
Each municipality that sells gets some of the gas tax too.
Right.
So let's say there's 50 to 80 cents just to split the difference there. 50 to 80 cents of each gallon is taxes. If the government really wanted it to have cheaper gas for you, if that's what they really wanted, they just cut out the taxes. Bam.
Yeah.
We'll give you a tax holiday for the next year.
They could.
They could do that.
But they don't care.
No, they don't really care. It's all lip service. If the politicians really wanted that, if the representatives or the senators or all these jerks, I saw a senator from Florida was going to go to the president and ask him to ask the oil companies to put a cap on the their profits for the let's put a price freeze.
Yeah.
Well, as though their supply is going to freeze.
Right.
These companies are competing. They can always, competition's still in the marketplace.
Yeah, sure.
If there's some kind of cartel, I get it. But if not, if
cartels fall to pieces.
They generally do.
Yeah. Because somebody gets greedy and wants the clients.
See, it's the monopoly of the government, really, that's being greedy here. Yeah, if that senator could introduce a bill today, he could run that baby through.
You want to talk about a politically popular bill?
All these guys care about it. Yeah. All these guys care about us, right? They only want what's good for us.
You want to get some votes?
Let's drop all those taxes.
Yeah, if there's any...
Senator McCullough, do it now!
Right, if there's any senators or
you
representatives...
You coward!
If there's anybody out there listening, then if you want to get some votes, if you want to get some political capital... Go ahead and put a bill in like that.
Look at him. I mean, the fact is, this guy's shaking in his shoes from the president. So, sir, could you ask the oil companies he sends out this press release, freezes their profits, please. He's got the power. Make this bill.
Let's go to the phones to John in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, John.
You guys move so fast that it keeps the guy's mind rolling. I mean,
well, we try to pack a lot in here. We only have 2 hours.
It's the Starbucks coffee.
All right, here, first thing, right off the bat. When I was in college, I was at the University of South Alabama in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yes.
Had two or three friends that were small aircraft pilots. One of them was my roommate there at school. And he comes in one day and says, come on, let's go for a ride. I said, okay. We go out, jump in the plane, take off, fly out. We head towards Jamaica. We're cruising out there. This was the 70s gas crunch. You remember the odd, even tags and the lines all the way around the block. And all
I unfortunately wasn't quite born yet, but I've heard about
okay,
it.
Okay, well.
John, hang on. We're going to keep you on hold. Hang on. Okay, I'm coming back to you. 800-259-9231. He's getting in a prop plane and flying down to Jamaica. Can you say cocaine run? More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. This is Tuesday Night Edition, Free Talk Live, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So still plenty of time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Well, let's go back to the phones and to the phone. Of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good free stuff on there for you, so check that out. Let's talk to John again in Washington. John, you were telling us that you and your buddy got into a little plane. You headed down to Jamaica. This was during the late 70s where we had the gas rationing going on, and you were going to tell us the rest of your story.
Yeah, well, we took off, and we headed out. We headed out of Grand Bay.
Okay.
Right there on the coast, and we angled off towards Jamaica, and we got about 14 miles, maybe 18 miles out, and literally, there were oil barges that were tethered to one another and lined up, sometimes actually 2 or 3D, all the way from north of Jamaica as far as you could see, and then, of course, realize how high up in the air we were. And they had that oil on those barges suspended out there, anchored in the water, all the way to South America. And they were telling us that there was a shortage, and we weren't the only ones who saw it because we.
Is there an explanation for that?
Well, of course there is. If they wanted to, the whole point of it all is that they intend to drive the price at the pumps up and homogenize those prices as cartels do worldwide. Right now in Amsterdam and Netherlands, gas is $6.68 a gallon.
Wait a second. That's not really fair because in 1981, when the shortage ended, gas prices were cut in half.
Sure.
So they failed to homogenize.
It's called the carrot and the stick.
What's that?
A really old technique. You hold the carrot out in front of the donkey, and you get him interested in moving forward, and then you whack him in the butt with a stick.
Well, who's the donkey in your analogy?
He would be the consumer.
And so the thing about it is that this is the same old thing. It's the same old story. People keep falling for the same
bad plot. You think it's a cartel that's just raising prices? You don't think this has anything to do with the war or anything like that?
Of course it has something to do with the war. The war foments the impetus. It gives it the fuel. It makes you...
Gives them an
it
excuse.
Binds people together in patriotic fervor, whether or not...
You're saying it gives the companies an excuse to raise their prices. Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's the point.
Hold on. We don't have much time. Aren't there several different oil companies, or are there like two or three?
No, there's a lot of people involved in big oil money. The point of it all is to homogenize the prices worldwide. All right, for instance, let me tell you the difference.
What
in
will
Venezuela,
stop from breaking the
gas
cartel?
Is 19 cents a gallon today. In Netherlands, Amsterdam, it's $6.68. This is converted USD.
Okay.
It's $6.68 a gallon. The whole point of it is that they want the entire world to be paying basically the same price.
I don't believe it. I mean, it's an interesting idea, and we appreciate the call, but I think that at some point, even if it's really true that there is a cartel out there, somebody will break it. Somebody will smash the cartel in search of more profit. They'll see that if they just simply lower their price below the cartel point, that people start buying from them. That's why cartels always fail. More coming back. Hour number two is on the way. It is your
and
show.
And why wasn't the cartel working between the last 20 years?
Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.